Oh, hey, what do y'all say? I can't lie, Mike. I'm just going to be honest here.
Oh, shit. 420 is a Saturday. It's fire.
I miss kind of going to my old stomping ground for wings. I can't lie. I love me some Pluckers. But I honestly forgot how good Wingstop.
Oh, you're just, all right, and this has been another episode of Politically Incorrect. All right, this is all right.
The fries Wingstop's are absolutely
trash. Wingstop's trash.
Amazing.
I hate Wingstop.
You don't even like their fries?
If you get the extra seasoning.
With the sugar and stuff they put on it?
Yeah, if you get the
extra
seasoning, it's all right. I'm not going there for
fries.
And
the wings are, depending on the flavor, they're pretty good.
I don't like... flavors are good. I don't like their chicken.
If we go to Pluckers again, I gotta switch it up.
Yeah, stop getting fucking garlic parmesan.
No, I didn't get it last time, remember?
Yeah, you didn't. Good.
I got spicy ranch.
Good.
But just for that bullshit, I'm getting garlic parmesan.
No, then I'm not going.
All right, fine. I'll be there all myself.
Yeah, all right. Andres will go.
I'll be like a ghost.
Andres will go. Hey, I'm sure.
Andres never wants to come to the damn fucking do the pod.
Oh, did you hit him up? I didn't hit him up.
Well.
I did think about it, man.
Leader of the group, my ass.
I mean, Jeff.
Leader of nothing.
He wasn't really in the group. We fuck with Andres, but he wasn't in the group.
Y'all made a whole group chat.
Yeah, that's new. We're talking about high school. We're talking like.
I can't keep up with the group chats.
Well, yeah, I know.
I can't. I just can't. Y'all just.
Well, the other one's pretty much dead now. But I guess it's gonna come back to life because I said that. But it's pretty much dead now. I try to minimize the engagement. He needs it so bad. That's why he still listens to this podcast. Like, it's ridiculous.
Like, why you hate
who?
He's not John Cena. Don't give him that credit.
Nah, that was a beep. So like nobody knows what you just said.
Do you think John Cena walking out naked at the Oscars is that part of his Hollywood?
I mean, I saw that.
Like Cat Williams said.
I really didn't see it. I scrolled past it through Twitter. Like, apparently something happened. I don't really know any details.
John Cena is jacked.
That's the first thing that comes to mind.
It was. When I saw him, I was like, God damn, John Cena built like a bodybuilder.
He's a fucking wrestler. What do you expect him to be built like?
Yeah, but you were just kind of like, damn, man. Like,
where was that at? The Oscars?
Yeah, he was just butt-ass naked with a sign in front of his dick.
Like, he really, like...
He was butt-ass naked.
Wow.
He
wasn't in underwear?
No, nothing. When you look like that, though, he doesn't give a shit. He's like, yeah, look at me. I look like Hercules.
I mean, yeah, and...
See, that's why. It's like girls that are, like, not afraid to get naked and shit because, like, they know they're bad as shit looking. Same thing with John Cena. He's like, yeah, look at me. I look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
But whoa, we got him! We're going to edit. What? No Schwarzer. No Schwarzer. We got him.
I pronounced that name great. On the money, dog.
All right, we got this. Welcome back to another episode of Politically Incorrect.
I pulled a code.
Safe space for socially unacceptable commentary. I mean, yeah.
I was just like, look at this guy. Going ballistic. Thought he got me on something.
Oh, no, we got you.
We got you. It is. That's how you say it, right? How
I mean,
you
say it? I say Nager, but...
I said that. Nager.
No.
Marshall Nager.
No.
Go back.
They will.
Well, that's why there's Arnold in front of it.
Man, yeah, there's Arnold. Arnold.
That's why, you ever see there's a clip with Chris D'Elia and Joe Rogan. Or no, Chris D'Elia and Theo Vaughn on a pod. I'm listening actually right now to Theo Vaughn and Drewski. Brand new episode.
Write it down.
Oh man, there's so many moments in the beginning already. Theo keeps saying brother, brother. And then Drewski is like, yo, it is so funny the way you just throw around brother like that. He's like, what? And Theo's like, what do you mean? Like,
that's just how I talk. What do you mean?
It's so funny, man.
Theo is funny, and dude, that Bama fan that Drewski be with, I'm not really sure if he's actually like on the spectrum or if he's like
normal. He is.
I can't tell if he's acting or not. Because when Juicy's doing, obviously he's acting. So I'm just like, well, shit. Because if he's not acting, that's kind of fucked up to have fucking Drewski just fucking making a skit or whatever with a dude with like that type of disability.
Who are you, the woke police?
I'm asking. Like, I mean, I'm a fan of Willie, but like, I never really thought about it. But I just kind of figured he was just like playing a character. Well, I mean, it would be like if we like
let Willie just be Willie in your world.
But when I wanted to do things like that with Javi in high school, I was the bad guy. There it is. Cats out the bag. That's why I feel this way.
Well, you were in high school, and we know why you were doing it then.
Jeff, I haven't changed.
Right. You were being a bully.
I haven't changed.
That's horrible.
I haven't changed.
Javi was nothing but nice to you, though.
I love Javi.
Chill-ass guy.
I love Javi.
I hear the sarcasm.
There's no sarcasm. I spent more time with Javi than you. Pause. He didn't care about basketball. He was our team.
Dude. But I was listening to a clip, Chris D'Elia and Theo Von talking, and Theo goes, yeah, my dad's from Nicaragua.
Okay, we got him. Jeff's just going for it this episode. By the end of the episode, he's going to say it. Guys, he's going to say it. That's the name of the episode. He's going to say it.
and Chris D'Elia goes, oh, for real? Like, he goes, yeah, my dad was 70 when he had me. You know Jesus that? Christ, no. Yeah. And then he goes, where am I? Theo goes, where am I? And he went, it was you know what?
Oh, shit.
In the meantime.
Well, in the meantime, here's something that, you know, in the meantime. Yeah. Crypto. You don't care. In the meantime, though, cryptos, it's actually a great time to buy because it's down right now. It's been pumping the past 2-3 weeks. Down right now. It's actually a great time to buy. Not financial advice. Halving's going to come soon, so, you know, great time to pick up more than you would in any other time, kind of dollar cost averaging. You know, I'm just saying, whatever. Just saying.
I got to put some parlays in for this tourney.
Well, I do have a bracket up, and we can definitely go through. I would love to see what Jeff's bracket looks like, but I just
Texas
don't think
you
have... Texas
going all the way. Are they in? Are they in? Hey, look, the breathing's already started. We're in. We made it in. We made it.
I think they're... Nah, they're not playing UConn. They're playing Colorado State, I believe. Either Colorado State or Virginia. They played today.
Oh, here goes the clip. Here goes the clip.
Yeah, Texas playing Colorado State.
We got that one in the bag.
Okay.
You don't think so?
I haven't really looked at anything rich yet, but there's not really much to look at. All I know is that there's an Asian guy. There's an Asian Steph Curry. Shout out Pat Mac.
Oh, yeah, they should go all the way.
Okay. You just said Texas. Now it's Nebraska.
All right, so this is Theo Von and Chris D'Elia, and this is... Are we on Bluetooth?
You tell me. Oh, and then there's also We Could Win Pluckers for a Year, making a bracket, and it's not what you think.
Really?
Here's the catch. The goal is to get everything wrong.
Why?
That's literally what it's called, March Badness. Whoever can get a perfectly wrong bracket gets Pluckers for a Year. Or maybe it might be a sweepstakes because it's easy to
Pluckers
just have
for
the 16.
You can just go all the time, anytime.
Okay, when they do things like that, there's stipulations, but it'd probably be something like you get $50 comped every time you come in or something like that.
Oh.
Or maybe like two entrees comped.
Oh.
That's how they do it whenever it's something
oh,
like that.
Oh, that's a meal, appetizer, yeah. Dessert, two drinks.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
about.
Okay, like not alcoholic drinks.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Like two Cokes.
Well, I mean, you only got to pay for it once.
I thought they charge you on the refills. Hmm. I swore she charged me last time.
Right. she probably charged you for the all-you-can-eat refill, but it's 1 cent. But they have to put something on the ticket.
For real?
Yeah.
Well, here's the clip.
I mean,
but
any day now. I mean, we were waiting for this clip. Kind of lost the momentum, man. The midwits are back.
Oh, really? So you're going with midwits still, huh?
I mean, that's what you want to go with anything else? I think it's actually a really good name.
that's what you're feeling
for this podcast. Yes.
Midwit.
Unless you, do you have some? I'm.
I don't very know. If I'm a, I don't know if I'm a midwit.
We literally looked at the description last week, and we both said it fits a lot of people. So you're not a lot. You're different. All right, the video is just not coming up, Jeff. It, like, what are we doing? I'm surprised. I'm glad I haven't looked over and just seen you just looking at porn. Wesley would have been.
Come on, man.
Speaking of which, Wesley has been hitting me up the past couple of days. I thought it was because he wanted to get on the pod, but he just wants my Patreon login.
I just want your Patreon login. We'll try again.
You're strangely found it. Tan. Yeah. You look like a guy that should be much whiter than you are. And you know that. And you know that.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. What's the deal?
Dude.
Are you outside a lot?
Huh?
Are you outside a lot?
I'm outside, man.
Yeah.
I'm part of my family's from Nicaragua, bro. And that's not a racial slur. Yeah, my father's from Nicaragua.
What?
Yeah, Nicaragua, bro. Wow. Where my Nick Gar's at, huh?
Well,
we got him. We got him.
Too close.
Okay. Sorry.
We got him.
And hopefully the audio is clear on that.
Yeah, it is. It's okay. I got your back. Okay. There's a C in there.
Something along those lines, though.
Oh, man.
Can you read that? Oh, shit. Hold on.
Theo be riding that dark line, can you read this? Dog.
God damn it.
Damn.
Well, no, because you see the picture.
I didn't
want to
see big titties,
it
Mike.
It blows the picture if you see it. Or it blows the if you see it.
Okay. Welcome to the BC Texas family. Coach Leonard, build, serve, mentor, empower.
Can you read at the top what it says the BCTX means?
Black Coaches of Texas.
This is one of my teammates from college. He played center.
Yeah, let me see.
I saw this and I was like, oh, he can say it. They just said he's a black coach. He could say it now.
You see him in the locker room? What the hell
my
was
Nick
that?
My Nick Carr? Yeah. He could say it now.
The hell was that? Just
hey, man. God. I'll just be like, yo. And then he's like, no, no, it's good. I'm in the club. I'm like, oh, okay.
You hey, know. Well, shout out to, what's his name? He said it on air.
So what? Gilbert Arenas or Chris Broussard?
Chris Broussard. Remember, Chris Broussard, didn't he? Sir. Or no, Chris Broussard said someone retarded. Remember?
Oh yeah, yeah, it was yeah.
Yo, you do not.
Is the man retarded?
He was making perfect sense, and they fired him because they're woke, and they were like, "Oh, we can't use that word." Like you fired a great analyst who's good at who I actually enjoy. I actually like watching Chris Broussard when he gives his takes on shit.
I do not because he's a LeBron bot.
He likes LeBron.
No, he's a LeBron bot. He's not as bad as Shannon, but the only reason why that is the case is because Shannon came onto the scene after him. He was Shannon before Shannon.
Shout out Orange Soda.
Bro, what do you want today, dog? If this was February, like we got problems. You're lucky it's like March.
Black History Month, baby.
Speaking of Black History, let's talk about Lamar Odom and his pregame routine. Well, before we do that.
Is he back on crack?
Yeah, we'll see.
Really?
Did you have any pregame routines when you were growing up or playing basketball?
Well, considering that I knew I was never really going to play.
Okay, and games that you knew that you're playing, so maybe AAU?
AAU?
Yeah, just playing an organized basketball game. Did you ever have a pregame routine?
Nope, not really.
Lay up line like everybody else.
I was just ready to do drills.
I might get a couple of shots in during halftime for the other team game.
Yeah,
say
what's up to the ref real quick.
Well, Lamar Odom, he had a very specific...
He would eat a lot of candy.
That too.
He had like a 30-minute special before a Lakers game on ESPN. Awesome. And remember, he went to his back of his Escalade and he showed the reporter...
He had candy at the front, at the scorer's table.
Yeah, yeah. He loved eating candy, bro. He's got caught... There's multiple videos of him on the bench eating candy.
Well, luckily there's no videos of him on the bench doing his other pregame routine.
Thank God.
Right. Everybody's got nerves before games sometimes, and
I used to always jerk off.
But I think about it because
I like probably like took some of my
energy. Wait, what? So your pregame ritual was to jerk off
at home? I mean, I was at home at the crib.
Interesting. Max, you have a
hotel room. I busted. That's why sometimes I would rather play on the road.
No wonder he was locked in. He was locked in with Kobe. He was like, yo.
No, he was always like not focused. I mean, not locked in, but he would just always look to sleep.
Right.
Like, he was just like T-Mac. We're going to find out T-Mac. Like, oh, yeah, I used to be jerking up before all my games.
Yeah, T-Mac either was on some
What if that's the key?
T-Mac was on drugs.
TB12 method. I got to get 12 nuts a day. That's the key to Super Bowl.
Couldn't do that if I tried.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
But 12's crazy. But
energy, dude, I can't do 4 or 5.
Yeah. What? All I said was, yeah. You over here taking mad puffs. Like, yeah. What? I know we're being funny right now, right?
That's wild, dog.
No. Never that.
That's wild, man.
What? You're so what?
I'm just so tired after I do that shit. I can't imagine. I want to just sleep. It makes me also, like, reset. So when I finish, I go, all right, it's time to, like, be productive for the day. Not doing this.
You're doing it in the morning?
If you do it in the morning.
Well, the day's done. That's like taking a shit after a shower, dude.
I think at night, yeah, it's a ritual for a lot of dudes to do it at night.
It's also a bad time then, too.
For girls, too, I'm sure do it at night.
Women do it at work.
Yeah.
What do you say? They can do it whenever they want. But one of those fucking remote control things, they probably have an app and just move it around.
Oh, dude. Back when I would watch, you know what? The webcam shit.
Oh, God.
There was women that were at wherever they were. There was a girl. There was a lady. I clicked one. She's on the treadmill at a public gym. But she has the thing inside of her pussy. So you could just buzz it. And
you just...
Right. But tons of dudes found it hot that she was on the treadmill and, like, the stuff she was wearing... And she's buzzing, and I'm watching other guys are just buzzing her shit. And she's just, like, trying. What they found hot about it was, she found a little loophole, was guys found it hot seeing her get turned on really bad, because she has, they're controlling it.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, they found it hot that they were controlling it, but she also had to keep it cool because there's people walking by.
Yeah, no, that's what they... Yeah. Lights, but...
Yeah, so...
I mean, that's...
And then there's girls that
everybody has a kink.
But then there was girls that were just straight up in a fucking room by themselves. On a bed. And you're like, yo.
Okay.
What up?
Hey, not Jeff Butler 13.
I definitely would not put my real name.
Oh, man. What would you do if Spank Bang goes down?
It did.
Oh, shit, for real? Look at how your face changed. Look at how your face changed. You got so serious. You're like, I'm gonna put the phone down. It did. I gotta talk about it. Oh, my God. What do you mean?
Mike, the last couple days.
Oh, that's why you're smoking 4 or 5 pre-rolls. I got you. You should have led with it.
Last couple of days have been a struggle.
How's Ojo?
So yes, the infamous Spank Bang website went
so
down, and it turned into a webcam site. So when you type in the website, it just goes. It still says the name. But then it just says /XBR, and it's just a webcam site. So I'm like, where the fuck is this?
Where's the video?
Where's the video?
Where's my Spank Bang? Fucking Biden. I can't do this shit. We need to get Trump in there. He needs to bring our porn back. Make America nut again. Shit. Okay, so how have you been managing? Then,
for one day, we came back. We were live.
And you want to know how I know I can't get 12? Because I tried. Because it was back.
The very next day, back to the same shit, and it's been like that for like 2-3 days.
Every time the webcam shit?
Yeah, so it's like, I don't know what happened. It's like, it's gone.
I was saying this hypothetically just because, like, obviously, I know you heard about Pornhub. We kind of talked about it last, but Pornhub's gone now.
Yeah.
And, like, they're just coming for, like, and they're doing this in, like, all a bunch of states.
It could be why SpankBank's gone. That's wild.
What I'm saying is, what are you going to do?
Oh, Spank, listen, man, that was the, I'm sure there's other great sites, but it was also, like, just, you were seeing, like, so many douchebags were copywriting, uploading the OnlyFans videos.
Shout out to them.
So I was just like,
shout out to them.
Right, but then now it's gone. So maybe that's also why it took it down, because they couldn't seem to stop.
It's really just because kids have access to it. That's the issue. Like, at the end of the day, like, yeah, sure, creators' rights, but it's
but you're also giving kids something they shouldn't probably have.
True, but
like, I feel like
we opened up Pandora's box.
Yeah, but I feel like the iPhone now, and any phone, Android that's good, like an iPhone, dude, these things are almost now where, like, you're going to have to get, like, a license, or you're going to have to be, like, at a certain age, like, you have to be to get your driver's license. I think it's going to have to be like that with this. Like, no, you don't get a phone, and you don't get to live the life of having an iPhone till.
Well, the only problem with that is, say you're a parent and you have a child.
They have tons of phones now.
Sixth, seventh grade.
They have a new phone. I forgot who came out with it. It's just like an iPhone, but it only has like four things on it, and it has a call button, a text button, and then this and like two other buttons.
Well, you can do that on your own phone. You just, people don't want to do that. You can take all the apps out.
Yeah, but like, this phone was designed just for communication. So it's a screen, but it just has four little buttons on the screen. It's almost like an elementary school iPhone.
Can you text on it?
Yeah, I think I think it's like a weird way of, like, you can only text someone who has maybe the app in their phone registered to that phone.
I mean, I'm not against it, but I mean, I think.
But anyways, yeah, it's just wild. Maybe that's also why. Yeah, it's not letting me see that site anymore.
Well, that would be because that would actually be Abbott's fault.
But
that's actually the Republicans.
You know that. You just do some searching and find some more stuff.
Nah, I just got to put in a little bit more effort. And
yeah, that's really what it was. Like, that's really what it is. Like, I'm just like, I gotta work.
Maybe that incentivizes you to be like, hey, you know what? I'm good.
Oh, there's been many nights lately where I tap out. I get frustrated and I just go, never mind.
KO.
Yeah.
Porn one.
I lost. Going to sleep.
You heard about JJ and LeBron are starting a podcast?
Yeah, I just hope it's not cringy. LeBron
is... It's LeBron and JJ.
Yeah, it's going to be cringy.
Yeah, I thought it was just him joining on one episode.
Me too.
They're doing it. Yeah.
LeBron is just... Come on, dude.
I think that's a pretty big conflict of interest.
I think it is too. I don't think he could do it.
Yeah, I feel like there should be some type of rule where ESPN can't have a guy doing a podcast with somebody that he reports on. I just feel like that should be a rule. No.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
Yeah, like, I know they're former players, relationship and everything, but like, this is your job now. It's like Stephen A. doesn't host a podcast with an athlete. He might have them on for an episode.
Yeah, it's wild. LeBron's not retired yet. You're full-time with the Lakers.
Skip and Shannon. Or, well, not Stephen A. Shannon. But, like, again, they're retired. It's crazy. But LeBron can do whatever he wants, just like he signed with DraftKings.
Shout out.
Lamar Odom jerks off. You heard about the bloodbath?
The what?
It's going to be a bloodbath.
When?
If Trump doesn't get reelected.
Oh, he said that, right? Yeah.
That word was said, yes. But you didn't hear about it, so don't worry about it.
But he also might mean, like, in some other contextual ways where he might think natural things are just going to happen because people will... He's also using it as, like, if I don't get reelected, you know some bullshit's happening. And that's also maybe him sending a message to the people saying, hey, watch out. You might see right before your eyes, right here, how corrupt the government that you
have is...
Well, he was actually talking about the automotive industry, but that's what people are interpreting it as.
But yeah.
Have you not had, like, a what's it called, Nicorette? Like the nicotine gum?
No.
You say that like you're so disgusted about it. That's no. The same face you had when TACA.
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, okay. It's just like Zins, but it's gum.
You've had it?
I have 8 milligrams in right now.
Are you high?
I feel good. It actually hits after, like, that's the thing. We never let it sit with Zins. Like, after about 45 minutes, yeah.
Zins just took too long.
Exactly. But so does this, but it's gum, so you don't even realize it. Then 30, 45 minutes, you're like, oh, my God.
Right. See, yeah, I've heard so many stories about people. Dude, I watched a whole video of a guy, like, writing. He made a whole illustration video on YouTube about how to quit nicotine in general.
Yeah, because Nicorette is supposed to help. Apparently, there's instructions on the back. It's like, hey, the first week, take one piece every 2 to 4 hours. Jeff, I'm treating this shit like fucking Trident. Right. Like, I'm not fucking going, dog.
That was his whole point. He said, like, 99% of the people he's talked to that have got on Nicorette gum.
So you're wild in the day, dog.
It's a very low little sliver that actually get off, and then even if they get off the vaping or smoking cigarettes or whatever, they still end up just chewing the shit out of the gum for the because they want the high. So now they're over here like, damn, I gotta just chew Trident. Yeah.
No, I mean that's possible. I think it's easy to just transition from that to that. If you're just used to gum at that point, because if you've identified that it's fidgeting, not you, but I'm saying the person, like me, I've identified that it's fidgeting, so now I'm fidgeting with gum, which also has that. After a while, if I want to, I can just go back to Orbit or Trident or whatever. Just a thought. So you saw Anthony Edwards dunk last night?
Yeah.
Now, I expected you to be a little bit more animated. You were more animated about the porn.
It was a throw-in.
I mean, so? Why y'all acting like that matters?
It does.
Oh, my God. Please tell me why it matters.
It was really just like a...
But I'm the hater.
It was really a really... It was really a big-ass layup.
Tell that to John Collins.
John Collins also...
Tell that to John Collins.
John Collins. Shout out to John Collins. It is what it is. My Austin Reeves got dunked on by your boy.
Jalen Johnson. That's actually your boy.
What's funny is, like, when Jalen Johnson dunked on him, all I heard was, like, in my mind, all I heard was Mike going, Jalen Johnson! And I was just like, you know what? Mike's probably, like, clapping it up right now. Like, yeah.
No, I was actually watching the Warriors lose to the Knicks.
Yeah, shout out to y'all, man. I mean, I think we're ahead of y'all right now in the standings.
We played on Saturday, right?
But aren't we ahead?
No, but we played on Saturday, right?
Are we ahead of
y'all? We played on Saturday, right?
Are we ahead of y'all?
We played on Saturday.
I actually think there's a chance y'all might drop to like 11.
There's a chance that y'all get taken by Houston. It's possible. Jalen Green's hooping.
No, I think
Jalen Green's hooping. There's a chance.
No, I think we're fine.
Oh, wow.
I really think like y'all. That's it. This is it. Y'all need to go on some crazy run. Or this is it, Mike.
I mean, honestly.
Mike, you know this is it.
No.
The no. Delusion kicked in so fucking quick. Like, that's so funny.
No, like, it's annoying that they're not going to be a top four seed, but like.
No. Hey, listen, that's fantasy land for you.
They're winning a championship.
Not annoying. Okay. It's fantasy land.
You're saying the same thing about the Chiefs. It's fun. We're doing it again. We're doing it again.
Well, Mike,
we're doing it again.
We already told you this. The Chiefs.
We're doing it again.
Was like this nice boat that was in the ocean.
It had holes, mad holes. No. And it was going through storms.
No.
Wild storms.
No holes.
Swift storms.
No holes yet. But it had to make it through a storm. Y'all made it through a storm.
It was a very bad storm.
The Warriors. Let's just say they're halfway in the water and the other half is the Titanic, and we know how that story ended.
Well, that's just not true.
They died.
I know what happened in that story, but that's just not... You're talking about the Lakers right now.
oh no, as much as I don't like LeBron.
You're talking about the Lakers right now.
I think LeBron and Anthony Davis, him being how he's playing pretty fucking solid, I think we're going to get into the play-in, and we might make it above, you know, past the play-in. Y'all are not going past, I think, 10.
We're not. The play-in is just a formality.
It's over.
The play-in's a formality.
Accept it.
But see, that's the difference in mindset. You're thinking, like, hey, we're in the play-in. I'm thinking we're in the playoffs. That's the difference.
Warrior fans.
Well, the difference is like,
in
we actually
dynasty
like
world y'all had. It's gone.
But the Warriors is real basketball.
Oh,
y'all are a Hollywood production.
Whoa,
it's a Hollywood production.
He's bringing
with y'all.
Out the big guns.
Like, I'm
guys.
Just saying, like
real
it's real
basketball.
So I mean,
real.
You would think a Hooper would know that.
Real Hooper.
You would think a Hooper would know that. It's real basketball. Make the extra pass, swing.
Shout out
threes. Trash. Orange Zevia, yeah. You're just extra racist today. All right. You want to get into the bracket?
No, it's too much. It's too much.
I mean, it's only
as much
as you put into it.
Right. I don't have the energy. I don't have the mental capacity to deal with the brackets of March Madness right now. Do you understand?
Okay.
I'm drained.
Okay.
Drained.
Well, what do you want to talk about?
I did follow Violet Myers on Snapchat.
That can be free.
Yeah, it's free.
What's her shit?
Oh, you want me to give it to you?
No.
Here, I'll share it.
No, I don't want to be on Snapchat.
I'm gonna share it to you.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
She probably not even posting anything that's different from her like story, which I don't follow her on Instagram. But I'm aware of her Instagram.
Oh, I am very aware of her Instagram, my friend.
She needs to get back to work and stop being lazy. It's been a couple of weeks. Like, yo, chop chop. Over here living your dream and shit.
Hey, you need to relax, bro.
Bro, when's the last time she dropped? Like, it's like music, but like, relax. We got a quicker... Yeah, it was all right.
It was all right.
Yeah,
right.
It was all right. Hey, Jeff.
That Jason dude didn't do really...
Porn's not like music, Jeff. I can listen to a song a billion times. I can't watch the same video a billion times. That's... If you're able to do that, then you're a bit of a psycho.
I do it all the time. I run out of seeing new stuff, so yeah, I have to go.
Well, that's when you got to stop, and you just got to take a couple of days off. Hey, if you just take one day off, I'm sure that, you know...
I end up taking a day off just because I tapped out. From another previous round.
Oh, well, that's when you persevere. That's when you have Mamba mentality. No. That's when you say, hey, I will die for this night.
Mamba mentality says, go to sleep so you can wake up and kill
what the fuck? Mamba mentality says, go to sleep.
So you can wake up in the morning says, and kill it.
What the hell?
You have to sleep.
Mamba mentality
you have
is,
to recover.
No.
You have to
never recover. I recover when I die. That's when I recover.
Dumb.
I sleep when I'm dead.
Right. Dumb ass Mamba on the ground dead because he's fucking
damn,
dead.
Damn, that's what
exhaustion.
You think about Kobe? He was a dumb ass Mamba?
No.
Wow.
See?
This guy's crazy.
No context was delivered and you're just going off on my
women. I wouldn't have to do this. We were just talking about brackets. Okay, fine. We don't talk about brackets, but okay, women. Caitlin Clark and LSU. They're in the same bracket.
Shout out, Caitlin Clark!
No, they're in the same bracket.
Let's go so. Iowa.
So... Okay.
Hey, I used to go to Knoxville, Iowa every...
There's a Knoxville in Iowa?
It's called Knoxville, Iowa, and it's 45 minutes south of Des Moines, which is the big city in Iowa, Des Moines, Iowa. So it's like it's like Pflugerville, but...
I want to see how big Des Moines is.
It's not
because I know
big.
It is the big city there.
Yeah, that's considered the big city there. I would go there every for Christmas. We'd go see there. My grandpa, who great grandpa, who's 95, 97, had a farm out there. And it would snow like, dude, I'm talking like.
How long has he had that farm, Jeff?
Long time.
1776?
Maybe.
And you have anybody helping him on that farm?
A lot of history on that farm. Nah, he grew like, he had cattle, chickens. He had a barn.
Naysayers. Wait, what?
No.
Look at the skyline. It's crazy. 214,000.
Yeah, it's not that big. But anyways,
that's a third of Austin.
It would snow.
That's a third of Austin.
It would snow so fucking much. I'm talking like.
Yeah, no, I had a friend that lived up there.
Feet. Of, yeah, like.
And they would still be like, yeah, no, we got work. It's a normal day. School. Right, like, yeah, right. It happens up here. Get used to it.
They have those kind of places, they have salt machines just running 24/7.
Could you live somewhere like that?
No. You know how it's like not cold, but it's brisk right now? Yeah. Or you want a jacket at least, maybe? I don't like the slightest bit of cold. I hate it. I like walking out at night, and I want it to be around like 90 degrees.
Whoa, no, what the fuck?
Because I can move around.
Global warming. If it's 90 degrees at night, we got problems.
Bring it on, baby.
No, like 75?
No. Okay, 85. 85 is nice.
That is a mat, bro. Okay.
No.
That is a cool summer day.
I like 85. It's perfect, especially if it's dark out and it's nighttime. It's not because there's no brisk. There's no cold, but it's also not fucking hella hot where you're fucking just, you know, dripping just from barely doing anything outside. 85 is perfect.
This is the Hooper in you.
The 80, no.
You ain't in the sun for real.
Huh?
I mean, now you are, but like.
What are you talking about? I spent summers out on the court in my neighborhood in 100-degree weather.
I was known as the
crazy little white kid that was shooting in 100-degree weather.
Trying to figure out how to delete his history, I know.
Huh?
Trying to figure out how to delete his history.
Yeah.
It always comes back.
A lot of memories on that court, on that playground.
Oh, man.
Dude.
You heard what Draymond said about Kyrie?
What'd he say?
Oh, were you finished?
What'd he say?
He said Kyrie's a better scorer than Kevin Durant.
He just says whatever he wants right now.
Oh, no, I agree with him.
I don't.
You saw Kyrie's shot? Great. Can't nobody in the NBA do that. Can't nobody in the NBA do that.
Give the ball, like last time I said, to KD in the clutch and let him shoot left-handed, going like that, fading away. He'll make the shot. It's Kevin Durant.
Though. I don't think he can make a regular game winner.
It's Kevin fucking Durant.
Yeah, I know who he is. That's the problem.
He's had game winners.
The second best player from the DMV.
He's had game winners.
Yes. So is fucking Brandon Jennings.
He's had game winners. He's checked that box off.
I didn't say he never had a game winner. I'm just saying I have more confidence in the ball in Kyrie's hands than Kevin Durant.
The previous shot he had. No, ever in life. Yeah.
Ever in life.
I'm giving the ball to KD still, too.
No. I'm giving it to Kyrie.
You're tripping if you don't give the ball to KD.
I'm giving it to Kyrie.
That's fine.
But if it is a 1-on-1 or 5-on-5?
It's 5-on-5.
I'm giving it to Kyrie.
No.
Okay.
No. Whoever, I'm saying, it's 100%. They're both 100% clutch. Whoever.
No, they're not. That's what I'm saying. Yes. No, they're not.
Kyrie, no, they're not. Is going to fucking clutch the ball.
No, it's not.
What the fuck are we doing?
No, it's not.
What are we doing, Mike?
One of them hit a game winner in game 7 of the NBA Finals. The other one has never been in Game 7 of the NBA Finals. Because he
had
three
shots.
Rings. Yeah, because he played with Steph Curry, yeah.
And it always goes back to fucking Curry with you.
Well, you took it there. He got more rings. Well, yeah,
Jesus.
He played on a better team. Kyrie was held back by fucking LeBron James whenever they matched up. That's why Kyrie said, fuck this, I'm going to Boston.
Fucking faded.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
Paul. Hey, man, I was talking. Who was I talking to the other day?
Matt.
No. David. Dude I do Instacart with. We're talking about like they were supposed to make a Pineapple Express too.
Really?
Yeah, but I think Seth Rogen and James Franco got into that beef because James Franco got caught up with like some underage girl or something.
Really?
Yeah, but it wasn't like it ended up not being what the accusations were.
Accusations!
And so, but then Seth Rogen still stood his ground and, like, kind of separated their friendship. That's why I don't think you see any kind of movie or anything with them anymore. Seth Rogen just gets baked as fuck now all the time. And just posts pottery and fucking joint holders. That's all he does all day. Makes pottery joint holders. And then gets on Instagram. Check out this new joint holder.
Well, I mean, that's...
And then just goes back to his mansion full of fucking
he's
money.
He's got all the money, yeah. He, well, yeah.
I mean, he did make Sausage Party. Remember that movie? You saw
I
it?
I do.
God, when it's, I first
saw it... It's kind of odd at first. I wouldn't
when
understand.
I was first watching, and as it started progressing, I was like, yo, oh, he's wilding in this movie.
Wasn't Kevin Hart in there?
I think a lot of characters were voices, yeah.
Your boy, Victor Wembanyama.
Why is that my boy?
I mean, you don't even know. It wasn't even bad yet. Like, okay, fine. He's not your boy. But Victor Wembanyama, he has 6 blocks tonight.
What'd I tell you?
Oh, no. He's not your boy, though. Like, I was trying to, you know, put, give you some credit. And, like, you know, make him your boy. But
in
it's fine.
If damn. I said the playoffs. Yes, Spurs. What's their record?
Yeah, not happening. Damn. Like 15 and 50-something. Which is crazy. Like, how are they bad?
And he's
with
that,
him.
And he's that great.
Though. Exactly, with him.
That just shows you how not great the players around him actually are. They're not. Like, they might seem like that, but
I think these
not.
Guys are better than what LeBron had in the 07 Cavs. And they definitely have a better coach. Okay.
You know where to get mushrooms?
All right. Okay. You
hey,
care
anybody
music?
Who knows where to get mushrooms, hit me up, man.
I'm sure Wesley probably does.
And don't bullshit me either.
I'm sure Wesley probably does.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Wesley, dude, since the night he fucking told me he could give me weed and he didn't show up. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
That was like 9 months ago, it seems like now.
Probably a little less, but okay.
Maybe like 6-7 months.
Well, maybe closer along those lines. Damn, it's already almost April. Damn, we're almost
a year in. I know, dude. Yeah. Time is just like, they got the simulation just on speed, just speeding right now. Shit's just flying by. Every day is a blur, dude.
Yeah.
You think about that? Like, it's, you just, you wake up, and next thing you know, it eventually, it's 10 o'clock again at night. Next thing you know, it's 8 a.m. the next day. It's like every day just goes by, it's the same bullshit, it's the same thing, you know.
Monotonous.
You're hoping that maybe an investment hits, you're hoping maybe something hits.
That's the thing, Jeff.
I know.
Get Solana, get Coinbase, stop using Robinhood.
But there's millions.
They're robbing you.
Okay, fine. There's millions of people, though, every day that are in this position that are just, every day is the same, it's very mundane. It's very robotic, you know. If there wasn't traffic from like 4:30 to 7 in Pflugerville the way there is, I think I'd be cool. But the traffic over there, dog. By
it's OD. It's OD at those times. It's OD.
It's at the point where I want to kill myself.
You're just sitting in the car. Go! Because that fucking light, that one light going like both ways. Yeah, no, it's crazy.
And they're not doing nothing about it.
Well, because it's technically a toll, so like it shouldn't be a lot of people over here anyway. But they got a whole fucking neighborhood and a 6A high school
Not only that, the toll road that you go and take to go to Hutto.
Yeah, it's right there.
It's
right there.
I know. People are on the very top. Stopped. It's bumper to bumper.
On the toll?
Yes. Every day at 5, Mike.
Shit.
People are bumper to bumper going all the way down the ramp, all the way up the road. When I'm in the Costco parking lot, Mike, and I'm looking at the toll road, it's just people like, it's like this, boom, boom, like they're barely moving.
Imagine paying for that.
Right. Oh, I take the toll. I said fuck the toll.
See?
Fuck the toll roads, dog. It's another country that owns it.
They're wasting so much money sending out this mail every like couple of weeks.
Oh, dude, you know,
and the price keeps going down. I'm just like, I ain't made a payment. It keeps going down.
A friend of mine.
How'd that work?
A friend of mine said that he got a bill like a year ago, and it said he owes like $20,000.
Oh shit!
But he says nothing's happened since. Like, I think this is. I think if everyone just comes together. I think that it's like too much.
Taking
now.
Back the 1%.
Because if you think about it,
the 99 stupid numbers.
How many millions it feels like cars every day ride the tolls in Austin and like Pflugerville and are not have no tag, don't pay that fucking mail. How many don't?
No, some people do.
I know that, but like how many are just free riding that bitch every day and saying fuck it.
To be honest,
and then not paying.
What percentage do you think out of 100?
I would say it's a high percentage, dude. I really do.
I think I honestly think it's like 45. My opinion.
I just say, hey.
Because I think a lot of people just do what they think they're supposed to do. Like, that's the whole reason why the country's in the position that it's in.
Mike, as soon as I hit that on-ramp, I turn into Russell Wilson, and I'm like, let's ride. Shout out Russell Wilson.
How you feel
Pittsburgh
about
Steelers.
And Justin Fields.
Starter.
Though. He's not starting.
He's not starting. Russell Wilson is starting for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Clap it up.
He might start opening day, but he's not going to be the. He's not the starter.
Oh, he's the starter.
No, he's not.
They didn't do this trade to not.
They literally traded for Justin Fields. They traded for Justin Fields.
He's a nice backup.
Justin Fields is not a backup.
He did not produce in Chicago.
Russell Wilson didn't produce in Denver.
He did to. I think he did well enough last year.
He had a shit year and an okay year. And he's 12 years older than Justin Fields.
Right. Get him on a new squad. Didn't work out in Denver. He's still Russell Wilson. Put him on fucking Pittsburgh.
Russell Wilson is not.
Guarantee you the squad at Pittsburgh wants Wilson starting, not Fields.
I guarantee you those young skill positions want Justin Fields.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. Well, it's going to be Justin Fields.
Let's ride, baby.
Yo, pause. Russell, what are you doing?
Let's ride.
You're like, fuck that guy.
Let's fucking ride!
Okay. Your boy Brandon Miller, he went off tonight too.
Mike, I predict nothing but correct stuff.
Oh, you said he was your boy because he killed people, not because of his basketball game.
No. I said that was my boy because I was like, he's got a heated story on him in the draft.
Yeah, it was heated for sure. Brandon Miller just dropped KD. Damn, I love social media.
You know what, dude?
apparently, Drake Bell was raped.
Pause. I saw.
I guess that's a pause, right?
If that's not true.
Wait. Do we pause when we say that? When we talk about male rape? Is it pause?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't.
Respectful. Pause.
If that did happen.
I don't even know what happened. I just said that. That was very salacious. I don't mean that, Drake.
I think
the thoughts he was appearing to express by this podcast.
I think he said he got molested by one of the producers at Nickelodeon.
What's up with all this?
And if it's not true, then he is making, and he's making it up, then he's making it up to try to bring down what he got accused of, which was...
He got accused of some shit too?
Drake Bell? Yeah. That was why he's been, like, even in the news, as of anything.
Are you serious?
He denies, still to this day, everything. They still haven't found anything yet at all. They said this girl that he was underage when he was sending photos and asking her to send her stuff. And I don't know what... I didn't look too much into it, but he's denied everything about it. Nothing... He hasn't... I don't think he's gone to jail or anything for it.
Well, I would... Think or hope I would have heard if he went to jail.
But who knows, man? That's Hollywood, dog.
Mm-hmm.
It's a weird little business. Hey, you want to be in this movie? Okay, cool. Well, this is what you got to do, and we'll give you the role.
If you don't want to do the bracket, you want to say again who's in your Final Four?
I got the Texas Longhorns.
Okay, that's possible. I'm just going to see if anything you say is actually possible based off what the bracket is. And I think Kentucky and Texas are in the same bracket. No, they're not.
We got Texas.
So we got Texas coming out of the Midwest. So we've lost Purdue, Kansas, Tennessee.
Right. Garbage.
Okay, for sure.
We got... Wagner.
Okay, see, what are we
going to the final four, dog?
Okay, we got Wagner coming out of the fucking West. All
they
right.
just won.
They're going to upset North Carolina out the gate?
No, they're my sleeper pick Cinderella team to go.
You're better off just getting them like plus like 36.
No, I just want Wagner, dog.
Yo, pause. What is wrong with this guy? This guy, okay.
Wagner. Texas and Wagner. Are two teams in there. The next.
There it is, Drake. Drake.
No.
Say it. Kentucky and Duke are in the same bracket. That's what I was looking at in the South.
We're going to go San Diego State.
Okay, San Diego State for sure.
Yeah, boy.
And then I'm assuming Vermont.
No.
I mean, you sure? That one's Duke. Tough. That's of course.
That, Duke!
This is actually a very interesting bracket because they got that fucking Asian Steph Curry in that bracket. We got Houston. We got Duke. We got Kentucky.
We out here,
that's
baby.
That's a fun bracket. It's a fun bracket. Okay, well, I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm going to get in. I'm going to make my bracket and everything. And I guess I'll just be a solo. Dropped on Thursday. All right. Well, any final thoughts? Anything that you want to get out before you get out and pause? No, that wasn't a pause. I was thinking something good. Get off. Pause.
Mike, not everything has to be paused, dog.
Well, if you don't pause it, then it's gay.
What? The air? The words?
Yes. Jeez. You can't be breathing gay air. It makes you gay. Have you not heard Alex Jones?
They're turning the frogs gay.
They really are.
Yeah, dog. I've heard every
conspiracy. Have you heard about the gay bomb?
From Alex Jones, yes.
Well, that's why I don't want to go outside. I think they're going to drop the gay bomb one of these days. And it's a wrap. You imagine, you're just trying to go get something to eat. And hey, we're trying to go to Pluckers. Next thing you know, we're gay.
If there's a gay bomb, Mike, you didn't need the bomb.
Oh, shit. Well, that means I need to get the bomb to get it reversed.
No. The bomb, this is just how it is.
You got me.
Yeah.
So, just because I tried to suck my own dick when I was younger, I'm gay?
Yes.
Okay.
And I've succeeded.
That's not gay?
No, I didn't succeed.
I broke my rib, though.
I hurt my back.
Josh, call mom.
I'm stuck.
Josh, call mom.
I'm stuck on the down. He's out naked. He's like, what the fuck? Why are you naked?
I don't know. It just all happened so fast.
No, I can't move, please. The next thing you know, he's like, wait a minute. Were you trying to suck your own dick? Yeah.
No. Then why are you bent that way with a hard dick, Jeffrey? All right, well, this has been a great dick talk. Dick talk and midwits. Okay, that was crazy. That's
plug talk.
I mean, Violet Myers is on there.
I can't watch it, though. Adam 22's in it. He's in every video.
Yeah, that's true. That's
really true. It's like sometimes you just want to call up headquarters and be like, hey, can y'all like...
Can you get this guy... He's a father. Get him out of here.
Can you get somebody else who doesn't also do no jumper?
You just send a super chat. It's really hard for me to watch your podcast whenever I see you fucking piping porn stars I like. Like, it really bothers me, dog.
Like, can you stick to one thing? Like,
if I see Stephen A. fucking hoes on OnlyFans, I can't watch ESPN, dog. It's a wrap. I can't do this anymore.
I'm not watching either. I'm never watching that.
No, I mean, I'm just saying, like, I mean, you're not seeking it, but it's kind of like Baby Alien. Like, if you saw the thumbnail to Stephen A, you're like, okay, what are we doing?
Man, I saw Baby Alien and that little black midget dude. He's real tiny. You know what I'm talking about?
The only one I'm thinking about is the dude that's hanging around.
No.
I'm like, if you're talking about him, you're crazy.
He's tiny.
Oh, yeah, no, I know you're talking about him.
Baby Alien and him made a porn video and fucked a... Two women.
Yeah, don't say it like, okay, thank you. Don't say that. They made a porn video. Don't say it like that, dog. Baby Ellen just went straight gay? Are you like, I'm getting the money, dog?
It was sad seeing, like, the little black dude, like, trying to fuck the... Just couldn't really put it down.
Okay, so... Was his dick normal size for, like, a normal person? So, like, big? Or was it small because he was small?
I thought he was...
Or was it, like, normal size for his body? Pause.
Abnormally, it looked bigger than I kind of expected. I was like, that's what's up.
You sure it wasn't the angles?
Maybe it's the angles. I don't know. But in my mind, I couldn't really, I was not doing nothing to this video. But in my mind, I was like, oh, hey, good for him, man. At least he, like, got something like that to work with.
That's...
I was curious about that, too. But, yeah, that's crazy. That's a porn video. Baby alien and him tag-teaming a bitch.
Was she, like, a normal person?
Yeah. Or
was
she, okay. She's a normal... And these are fine-ass women they're fucking, too.
Yo, why are they, like...
That's what's crazy about it. Like, these badass bitches are just
fucking... Oh, they'll do anything for money. They're ridiculous.
It's
they think it's a come up. It's like, oh, I just shot. I worked for 30 minutes and got 12K. Or no, that'd be crazy. Like, 1,200.
Yeah, that's wild.
And they're just like thinking they're like there's some boss babes. Like, no, you're
now your video's cum up dumpster for forever.
They don't care about that. They women don't have concept of forever.
Forever.
It's been a minute since I've been on the misogyny in the podcast.
Me and Khalifa realized that.
I don't think she really has. You know Pearson, no, her, yeah, I told you.
But that's why she was, but that's why she's going, that's why she's going against the porn industry. Because she doesn't like the fact that, like in one interview she was like, yeah, like, you can just go on Google anytime and find anything that I've done for, it's up forever.
She's not really going against it until she changes her name. Like, she's still going by her porn name. She's not going against anything.
What's her real name? Is that not her real name?
No, her name is not Mia Khalifa. That's what she goes by. Her first name may be Mia. Actually, I think it starts with a C, like some Mexican shit, respectfully.
Damn, you said that. It's so fucking fucked up.
Jeff, I'm accidentally racist.
He said, some Mexican shit.
Jeff.
Like, damn.
Build the wall, dog. Oh.
Whoa. It just snaps. What's the problem, out of you, man?
Jeff, I have racist tendencies.
This dude is crazy.
This is just, and guys, we're potting. That doesn't mean this is actually true. But I'm dead ass. I am racist tendencies.
Hey, you need to make some merch, and you need to make it like one of the phrases on whatever you do.
I'm not racist.
That'd be hilarious. But really, another
one. I'm not gay. It's a fashion of comics. Like, okay. We didn't think. Well, now we do. Wait, what?
No, we really confused,
dog. I'm not gay.
You wouldn't know what to think.
All right, we might got to do those shirts now. Would you buy a I'm not gay shirt? No. Hit me up.
Another shirt you make is, we're just pod.
Or just the word pod.
Pod?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I would.
With like, podding with like a little, you should.
Have Josh draw something like he's supposed to draw a logo.
Like a little guy also, not like a little animated kind of character with like headphones.
Animated, okay, I see what you're saying.
Not like a cartoon
character. Yeah, no, I know what you're saying. Just like a, yeah.
Yeah.
In the black fist.
Sure.
Okay.
Maybe a white fist.
I like it.
Oh, really?
Swastika?
No.
What?
No.
What's the problem?
No, bro.
And a rainbow. No. It balances it out.
No, that's... Whoa.
And a cross?
I wouldn't know what to think of that.
Just, that means we're accepting of everybody.
No, dog.
If you're a racist, cool. If you're a Nazi fascist, cool. If you're gay, all right. If you like the word faggot, cool. Maybe y'all have other things in common. Join the community.
Oh, my. Dude, what is wrong with you?
Jeff, we got to build community.
No. Yes. That is not a way to build community.
Okay, well, honestly, I'd rather it be a cult.
If cults end nothing but
in that's that, only in a if bad they way. End. That's only if they end, Jeff.
And every
if they don't end, they're
like
an empire.
That.
It's an empire if it doesn't end.
Right.
The Roman Empire started off as a cult.
Have you seen Star Wars? Have you seen Roman Empire?
And they had 9 episodes spanning like 300 years.
We're not going to make it 300 years.
With the advancements of modern melanin.
You say melanin?
I'm retarded. With the advancements of modern medicine, I would have been able to say that right the first time.
I thought you were about to say melatonin.
That too.
What?
Would you
what be fine? What does that have to do with anything we just said?
What if you had an option to freeze your body for 1,000 years, like on some Futurama shit? Would you?
Apparently, Walt Disney already did it.
Okay, but and that's because he was rich.
And he's still there. You? He's still here, apparently.
Nah, they're supposed to deep fry. I mean, deep fry Disney. They're supposed to de-thaw him or whatever, if I defrost him. In 2016, I thought I heard. Then we're deep frying him in 2025. On Juneteenth, of course.
They already deep fried him.
Nah, that would be crazy.
God.
Okay, this has been a great episode. All right, good. I love to see what they say.
Oh, we're done recording?
No, this is still on, so we're still recording.
Yeah, always recording on the little mics.
This is what the audio's been on. And if I could figure out how to do it for real, we both have our own individual.
Why would you need that?
Well, because...
We're pod.
Yeah, we're podding the most. Like, if we did have a third person, it would probably sound really bad the way we're doing it.
Whatever floats your boat, Mike.
I mean, I'm just saying. My fault.
But shout out to the Lakers.
Okay, ending on that. Well, then shout out to the Warriors.
Whoa.
Shout out to the Warriors.
Can't end on that note.
Warriors are beating Memphis tomorrow, and then they'll be back at 9, and then they're going to play the Mavs next week, beat them, then they'll be at 8, then Sacramento's going to lose games, then they're at 7, then we just got to win one game to play in, because we want to be the 7th seed.
Who plays Thursday night? Little Pluckers run? If I go to Pluckers, though, that's what I was trying to say. I'm just going to get some real wings.
We can't go on Thursday.
Why?
It's the NCAA tournament, Jeff. It's going to be OD.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, if we go, we might as well go at noon and just, it's the whole day.
No.
And, like, I'm not against that.
Nope. I'm against it. I'll be working.
One of these days, I definitely wanted to do that, but that's fine. One of these years, better yet. Oh, Lakers don't play tomorrow, so yeah, we win. We take it back. All right. Well, this episode will come out on Thursday. By the time this episode comes out, we'll be back ahead. Unless we lose.
You want to make a new bet?
What?
Y'all don't make the playoffs.
Okay, so that means we'd have to win in the play-in?
Mike, y'all don't make the play-in.
We can bet whatever you want.
$20.
That we don't make the play-in?
Yeah, when's the season end?
April 12th.
What seed do you have to be to make the play-in?
10.
Y'all ain't
making play. So the only chance you have of winning this bet is for the Rockets to overtake the Warriors and 3 games behind.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right, we see what you're doing. We're not doing this.